State Superintendent Tony Evers shared his Fair Funding for Our Future plan during his annual State of Education address. The plan would provide a minimum level of state aid for every student and factor in poverty, not just property values, in determining the amount of money each school gets.
My school finance plan will also increase transparency and accountability for results in funding to schools by ensuring that state education dollars are actually spent educating children and not on tax credits that are called state support for our schools.
Evers was referring to the $900 million used to fund two property tax relief programs, the first dollar credit and school levy credit. They're counted as part of the state government's support for public education, but have not been directly allocated to schools. Evers wants to move that money into general school aids to accomplish that, and he thinks it can be done without hurting taxpayers.
We understand by moving $900 million that we have to make sure that that doesn't cause an explosion of property tax increases across the state, and we believe that by bracing up the minimum level for each student will cause that to happen.
But Evers admits his department will have to make a strong case to assure lawmakers that his plan will work without driving up costs. He'll submit his final plan to the next governor and the legislature later this year. Property taxes currently make up 40% of the annual school funding in Wisconsin. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.